السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله بالهدى ودين الحق يرسله. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا توبوا إلى الله توبة نصوحا. قال النبي صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم: التائب من الذنب كمن لا ذنب له. وكما قال صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم: صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الأمين الكريم، ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. الله رب محمد صلى عليه وسلم، نحن عباد محمد صلى عليه وسلم وعلى ذويه وصحبه أبد الدهور وكرما. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. Respected علماء, my dear elders and brothers, Alhamdulillah, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has blessed us again with this Mubarak day of Jumu'ah, so that we all could gather in the Masjid of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala in order to offer our obligatory prayer. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has blessed us with life, and in this worldly life we should try our maximum to seek the pleasure of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam by following the guidelines of Nabi Kareem Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Today we see we are not towards the good deeds at all, but on the other hand, we are always behind committing sins. If a person is lazy to perform 100 rakat nafil salah in the night, that's a different thing. If he is lazy to recite the whole Quran or at least 10 chapters a day, and if he does not go towards that deed, that again is his problem. If a person does not offer the obligatory salah, then he is committing a grave sin, because offering salah has been made fard by Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, and reciting the Holy Quran 10 chapters a day, this is not fard, but this is an act of ibadah, so that we could gain more pleasure of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Offering maximum nafil salah, this is also in order to gain to seek the pleasure of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My dear brothers, today we see we are not going forward to those extra nafil acts, and also there are some people who are not even bothered to offer their obligatory prayers, even the fard salah, not bothered at all. On the other hand, we see people going towards the wrong acts, and these are the reason we are falling into hardships, we are falling into calamities, and again sometimes we fall under the hands of those who are enemies of Islam. These are due to our grave sins what we commit. And at the same time, if we are engaged in insulting the pious servants of Allah, this also a reason for us to find calamities, to be under all these kinds of bala and musibah, because Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has stated
in Hadith al-Qudsi, which is recorded in Sahih Bukhari, that Nabi Kareem sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam stated, Allah says, Man aadali waliyan, faqad aadantuhu bilharb. The one who go against my pious servant, my awliya, then Allah declares a war with him. My dear brothers, is there anyone who can fight with Allah? Who can go for war with Allah? And Allah Ta'ala has recorded about the war with Allah for a person who is engaged in interest, riba, and also about that person who is engaged in insulting the pious servants of Allah. So again, if we are engaged in criticizing the pious servants of Allah, this is not a small sin, but this is a grave sin, and such a sin that we are asking for the war from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. We are asking for jihad from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and a person never can win in jihad with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. What does this mean? Your iman is not safety if you are against awliya Allah. If you are in criticizing awliya Allah and the pious servants of Allah, let them be sahaba, let them be ahlul bayt, let them be aimmah kiram, let them be awliya. If we are against them, if we are engaged in criticizing these pious servants of Allah, our iman is not safe. Subhanallah. And my dear brothers, in this hadith of Bukhari, Allah Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated that Allah says, Man aadali waliyan, the one who go against any wali, any friend of Allah, not compulsory, the wali of Allah who is living now in this surface of this earth, any wali, he can be a awliya of the time of Sayyiduna Sulaiman alayhi salam, he can be a wali of the time of Sayyiduna Isa alayhi salam, he can be a sahabi, he can be a tabi'i, taba'a tabi'i, can be from other awliya, can be among the four imams such as Imam Abu Hanifa, Imam Malik, Imam Shafi'i, Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal, Ridwanullahi alayhi majma'in, can be a awliya of this time, and can be a awliya who will be coming till the day of judgment. All the awliya Allah are included in this saying of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, as per the tafsir, that the one who goes against the wali of Allah, Allah challenges the war with him. Subhanallah. So my dear brothers, we should be very careful in this by talking ill about the pious servants of Allah. Anyhow, as we are falling into troubles these days, today we experience this, that we are under the obligation of others. We are living under a pressured situation, under a tense situation. What can be the reason? There can be so many reasons. One, Allah may be testing us. Other thing, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is punishing us for the sins we are committing today. Subhanallah. My dear brothers, in this holiday season, what we are supposed to expect today or tomorrow, we know so many Muslims, they just go for tour and they are engaged in committing major sins. So many youngsters, you may have experienced this today, when they go for outing, when they go for the tours, we have seen our Muslim, our own brothers, they are engaged in criticizing the girls, even the Muslim girls. They are engaged in consuming alcohol. Being Muslims, they are not bothered about their salah. Being Muslims, they are not even thinking that alcohol has been made haram by Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Zina is such a grave sin that the person who commits zina, his iman is out of him the time he commits zina. That means at that time of zina, if death occurs, he is out of the iman. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala protect. Are we not reading all this in the Holy Quran, in the Hadith, and in the tafsir of the Quran and Hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? We know everything. We know these acts of haram, but still we are engaged in committing these sins. My dear brothers, if anyone of you all, if anyone from your relatives who are engaged in these sins, please tell them to refrain from these kinds of major sins. These sins can be a reason for these calamities what we are facing today. And my dear brothers, telling a lie in our day-to-day lives, this has become a joke today. Telling a lie in our business, we think that if you don't tell a lie in your business, you can't be a successful businessman. My dear brothers, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has forbidden to tell a lie. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said not to lie. Allah ta'ala has stated in Quran, La'natullahi ala al-kazibin, the la'na of Allah, curse of Allah upon those who lie. Subhanallah. And we have taken this as part of our business. We think without telling a lie, we can't succeed in our business. In other words, we are earning the money which is haram for we telling a lie in our business. So by telling a lie, if we earn money, that money is not lawful for us. In other words, we are eating haram food. In our stomach, we are having all kinds of haram. Not only eating pork is haram. Not only eating those meat which are prohibited in Islam is haram. If you buy from haram money anything, that is also haram. Allahu Akbar. Then finally we complain to Allah that, Ya Allah, my du'as are not accepted. How come your du'as will be accepted? How come our du'as will be accepted? If haram is in our stomach, as per the hadith or as per the tafsir, if a person has consumed haram in his stomach, for 40 days his dua will not be accepted. How many haram things we consume, knowingly or unknowingly? We never bother to see what is happening. We never bother to see what is happening to our business. But again, we are always engaged in these kinds of acts, thinking that without this we can't be a successful businessman. My dear brothers, you can earn millions by telling a lie, but you can't have satisfaction in your heart. And you can earn just a little bit by telling the fact. Halal earning may be a little, but Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will grant you so much of barakah that you will have a good sleep in the night. And if you have haram wealth with you, you can't even sleep properly. Why is this? You may be engaged. Allah Ta'ala may put you in some kind of difficulties, some kind of illness, so that the contentment of the heart is no more in our day-to-day life. So my dear brothers, we should refrain from these sins as well. And we always should refrain from all kinds of other sins. And these sins which are related to us, if I don't offer salah, that is my mistake. You won't be questioned why I did not offer salah. If I miss a fast, you will not be questioned, but I will be questioned. I have to go in my grave. You are to go in your grave. If I don't commit, if I don't perform Hajj, if it was obligatory upon me, I will be questioned for that. So these are acts of haqqul ibad, haqqullah. If you perform, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will give you the jaza of it. And if you don't perform, Allah Ta'ala may give you the punishment, or Allah may forgive by the shafaat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But my dear brothers, these sins which are related to us, between us and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, but those sins where the people are engaged in criticizing the pious servants of Allah, these major sins are not ordinary things, but these are very severe. Because if you insult a Muslim brother, unless that person forgives you, Allah will not forgive. This is haqqul ibad. And if you talk ill about a friend of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, how come you expect Allah ta'ala to forgive you when Allah challenges a war with you, with those people who are engaged in criticizing the friends of Allah? My dear brothers, this is the time today. We have done so many mistakes. Some of our so-called leaders have done mistakes for which we are also facing the trouble. By a mistake of a person, of a leader, many fall into trouble. But this is not that we think that Allah will not forgive us. Definitely Allah will forgive us for our mistakes if we sincerely repent to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. If we seek forgiveness from Allah sincerely. And how to seek forgiveness? Subhanallah. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has stated, I will forgive if you repent sincerely. I will forgive all the sins, even if it is to equal to the ocean. Allahu Akbar. If we have committed sins equal to the leaves of the trees of the earth, still Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will forgive, because mercies of Allah, the rahmat of Allah is very vast. Subhanallah. It is up to us to seek the forgiveness from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And if we have insulted the pious servants of Allah, now for that forgiveness, what should we do? Do we have to just ask Allah, Ya Allah, forgive me? Or as per the hadith, we have to ask forgiveness from that person whom we have insulted. And if that person is no more in this world, then what to do? Subhanallah. This is why ulama karam, the muhaddithin and the mufassirin have stated, when you are in such a stage, you want to seek forgiveness from Allah, at this moment, seek the wasila of Nabi Kareem sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Seek the wasila of the previous prophets of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Seek the wasila of sahaba and ahlul bayt. Seek the wasila of awliya Allah. Because if we have spoken ill about them, now by asking from Allah through their wasila, inshaAllah, Allah may forgive us. My dear brothers, this is not what the ulama say at their own, but the ulama karam has stated in light of the Quran and the hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Have we not read this in the Quran, in Suratul Nisa, where Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala stated, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا مِنْ رَسُولٍ إِلَّا لِيُطَاعَ بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ وَلَوْ أَنَّهُمْ مِذْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ جَاءُوكَ. When these people commit sins, O my Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, these people should come to you. جَاءُوكَ, they should come to you. فَاسْتَغْفَرُ اللَّهِ, by being in your presence, in your holy court, they should seek forgiveness from Allah. By being at the holy court of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, seek forgiveness from Allah. Is that all? No. Allah has stated, وَاسْتَغْفَرَ لَهُمُ الرَّسُولِ. My Rasul has to intercede for you. My Rasul has to do shafaat for you. لَوَجَدُ اللَّهَ تَوَّابًا رَحِيمًا. Then you will find Allah, the acceptor of the repentance, the most merciful. Subhanallah. So in order to seek forgiveness, Allah Ta'ala has stated in the Quran that we should go to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. By being in the holy court of our Nabi, we should seek forgiveness from Allah and Nabi to intercede for us to find Allah as most forgiving. Subhanallah. And is that only Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is wasila? In reality, Nabi is wasila. But Allah Ta'ala has made pious servants as well as wasila, so that we can seek the wasila of those pious people. Let me relate you a hadith of Sahih Bukhari. Nabi Kareem sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam stated about a person who had murdered 99 people, who has killed 99 people, who was of Bani Israel. Allahu Akbar. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam relating this to Sahaba, that there was a person in Bani Israel who committed 99 murders. And my dear brothers, as I mentioned, if I insult a person, he should forgive me first for Allah to forgive. Allah will forgive if that person forgives. But if that person is no more, and if we seek repentance sincerely, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will make such arrangements that Allah ta'ala will bless that person with so much of ni'mah that that person will forgive this person who had insulted him. Subhanallah, these are the mercies of Allah. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam related about a person of Bani Israel who had committed 99 murders. He went to a rahib. Rahib, those people who used to leave this dunya and used to be engaged in the ibadah of Allah. But that particular rahib, where he went, he was not aware of this law of tawbah. This person went and asked that rahib that, I have committed 99 murders, will Allah forgive me? That rahib said, no, Allah will not forgive you. There is no maghfirah for you. This person, he was in anger, already committed 99 murders, and he had murdered that person as well, that rahib as well. Now it's a century. But again, he had a feeling of tawbah. He had a feeling that I should make tawbah, Allah should forgive me. And what is the way to seek forgiveness? So in this, he was searching, who can give me an answer that there is a forgiveness for you? Subhanallah. He was thirst in searching for the forgiveness. Allahu Akbar. A person met him. He told, you go to so and so village. In light of the tafsir of the hadith, refer to Imam Nawawi Sharah and refer to Fathul Bari and other Sharah of the Muhaddithin. That person was guided to go towards the city, towards the village, where there were pious people living. Awliya Allah were living. This person said, go to that village. Maybe you can get your answer from those pious people. Now this person who had already murdered hundreds, he started his journey towards that village, from his village. Allahu Akbar. While he was on his way, and he is exactly in between the two villages, the Malakul Maut captured the ruh of that person. Subhanallah. He died on his way while he was searching for tawbah. He was searching for an answer that will Allah forgive him. He had a sincere thought. He had a sincere wish that Allah should forgive him. See the rahmats of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. This person is dead on his way in between the two villages. Angels of rahmah, they also descended. Angels of punishment, they also descended. Now there is an argument between these two group of angels. The angels of mercy say that he has gone to search for the repentance, so we will take him towards the mercy of Allah. The angels of punishment said, no, he has committed murders. He is a grave sinner. We will take him towards the punishment. Subhanallah. Argument is being held between the two angels. I am recording the hadith of Bukhari in light of the Sharah. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala ordered the earth. Subhanallah. By the order of Allah, the earth became shortened. It became shortened from the place where Awliya Allah were staying. From that village where Awliya Allah were staying. And Allah ordered the angels, now you measure the earth. If this person who is dead, if he is closer to his village, take him towards the punishment. And if this person is closer towards the pious servants of Allah's village, take him towards the mercy of Allah. Subhanallah. By the order of Allah, when the angels, they measured, and Allah has already ordered the earth to shrunk. Subhanallah. When they measured the earth, which was towards the Awliya Allah, it was one hand closer to this person. Subhanallah. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, out of his mercy, did forgive that person who committed 100 murders. That means Allah ta'ala had arranged those people who were killed out of injustice by giving glad tidings of Jannah. And Allah ta'ala forgave this person. My dear brothers, the question arises here. Why not this person asked directly from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to forgive his sins? And why Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam related this incident while relating that he went towards the Awliya Allah, the city where pious were living? Why did not Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mention this as well after relating that incident, that he committed a wrong thing by seeking wasila from the Prince of Allah? No, but Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated this incident, this clears in light of Sahih Bukhari, that to seek repentance, if you seek the wasila of Awliya Allah, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will show his mercy, and definitely Allah ta'ala will forgive you. My dear brothers, this is the reason we used to seek wasila of the prophets of Allah. We used to seek the wasila of Awliya Allah for the sins we have committed, so that we can have a hope that Allah Ta'ala will accept faster our tawbah, and Allah Ta'ala will make us among those who are pious by the wasila of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Anyhow, my dear brothers, what I was mentioning here is, if I commit a sin, if I don't offer salah, if I don't observe fast, that is my problem. I will be in my grave. But if I am engaged in insulting the pious servants of Allah, this is major sin. This is severe than the sins what we are committing. So if we are getting the punishment of Allah, if we are engaged in the calamities, in all kinds of bala and musibah by committing our own sins, what about the sins if we commit by criticizing the pious servants of Allah? What about the punishment of Allah? for a person who is engaged in criticizing the pious servants of Allah. Therefore, my dear brothers, we should refrain from all these acts, and especially we should not open our mouth if we are to talk ill about any friend of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Let them be Sayyiduna Abu Bakr Siddiq, let them be Sayyiduna Umar ibn Khattab, let them be Sayyiduna Uthman ibn Affan, let them be Sayyiduna Ali al-Murtada, and let he be Sayyiduna Imam Hassan, Imam Hussein, even Sayyiduna Amir Muawiyah. All these are Sahaba Karam. We have no right to talk ill about any Sahabi as well, because Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated, do not talk ill about any of my Sahaba. Allah has promised Jannah for all the Sahaba Karam, Ridwanullahi alayhim ajma'in, of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Also Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated, khayrul quruni qarni thumma alladhina yalunahum thumma alladhina yalunahum, the best of the nation is my nation, my time is the best. And the next, ثُمَّ الَّذِينَ يَلُونَهُمْ, the time of Taba'in is the best after Sahaba Karam. ثُمَّ الَّذِينَ يَلُونَهُمْ, and the time of Taba'in is best after Taba'in. Subhanallah. In other words, Imam Abu Hanifa, Imam Malik is among Taba'in. Imam Shafi'i, Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal among Taba'in. So in light of the hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they all are pious people, they all are friends of Allah. So by criticizing these pious servants, we are asking for the wrath of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala accept our good deeds. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala make us refrain from all kinds of sins. And especially may Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala keep all of us firm in the true love of Allah, in the true love of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and in the true love of the Salihin, the Awliya Allah. And may Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala destroy those people who are engaged in criticizing the pious servants of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. May Allah grant them hidayah. And if hidayah is not recorded for them, may Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala make all of us away from those people, so that we are also protected from all kinds of bala and musibah. Insha'Allahul Aziz, if we are true lovers of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if we are true lovers of Sahaba, if we are true lovers of Sahaba Kram and Ahlul Bayt, and if we are true lovers of the pious servants of Allah, none can harm us. And even if someone is trying to harm us, Insha'Allah, our names will be recorded among the shaheed, among the shuhada. We will be recorded among the shuhada. And first of all, there is no harm for those people who are pious servants of Allah's servants. And if there is any harm, Insha'Allahul Aziz, their names will be recorded among the shuhada. And if our names are recorded among the shuhada, then what else we can expect from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala? The life of a shaheed is very high. Allah ta'ala has stated in Quran, do not utter about those who have been shaheed in the path of Allah as dead. They are alive and they are being given rizq as well. And Allah stated, don't even think that they are dead. So if we are to get such a life, such an exalted life, we should be thankful to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala accept the dua of Sayyiduna Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu in our favor, that ya Allah, Allahumma rzuqni shahadatan fi sabilik waj'al mawti fi baladi rasulika sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dua of Sayyiduna Umar ibn Khattab, that ya Allah, grant me shahadat in your path, and let me die in the city of your Habib, that is Madinatul Munawwara. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
For more lectures, visit slhub.com.